Thank you for taking the time to talk to us, Dr. Arula. First, briefly, if you can tell us about yourself, briefly.
My name is Dr. Ghulat Fadra. I am a physician, American-Palestinian physician from Houston, Texas. I am from Gaza. My family, my father was born of Honduras, and my mother was born in the city of Gaza.
Today, you are participating in an event on the margin of CSW 68. The event intends to discuss the impact of the war in Gaza on Palestinian women and children in particular. Could you please elaborate on this?
Because we know that this war has disproportionately affected women and children, more than 70% of the people that were murdered in the war are women and children. This is an event that really wants to highlight the significant issues and problems related to humanitarian, psychosocial, and medical impact on women and children. So there will be speakers from UNRWA, as well as from This is from the Committee on the Exercise of the Inalienable Rights of the Palestinian People. And so there will also be the UNFPA speaking, and then we will hear from the head of the Humanitarian Policy and Advocacy, Save the Children International. I am a physician and a women's health expert, but I am actually providing the personal perspective because I have lost over 150 family members, extended family members in Gaza, and I have the perspective as a woman and a physician and as a family member in Palestine.
Women in Gaza face the long-term consequences of the psychological impact of this war. In what ways can these consequences be minimized?
Well, the best way to minimize it is to end the war, to call for an immediate ceasefire. The women of Gaza have already been subjected to significant, unimaginable horror and trauma, which will have a lasting impact for generations to come. The psychological, psychosocial impact is associated with psychological disabilities like post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, suicide. All of those things are increased, and disability, inability to function. So I think the most important thing is to put an end to all of this suffering and agony. However, it is also imperative, if that is not going to be the case, to ensure that women have adequate mental health services, which they do not have at this time. They also need to have safe spaces, and they need to have protection and security.
Thousands of children were killed and thousands more were injured and thousands dropped out of school, with the trauma resulting from this war potentially last for generations to come, as you mentioned. How can Palestinian children be helped to overcome this ordeal?
These are some very difficult questions. What I can comment on really is the fact that, all schools have either been damaged or destroyed. There is no educational infrastructure at this time. This has a very long-term negative impact on the psychosocial development, the cognitive development, and psychological wellness of children. So again, I think the best way to help children in this particular area is to call for a ceasefire, put an end to the war and this assault on children of Gaza, and to establish educational infrastructures so that children can continue with their growth and their development, to ensure that they grow in a healthy manner and are psychologically well developed.
How does the Arab community here in the United States help women in Gaza? Are there any initiatives to support the Palestinian woman in Gaza?
Well, there are several NGOs and charity organizations. There's the PCRF that has been very active in sending donations to the children of Gaza. There's UNRWA. Many of us donate to UNRWA and many other organizations. We are mobilizing, and actually, I can say that the NAMA, the National Arab American Medical Association, has already been working on a roadmap to rebuilding Gaza that will focus on building the both healthcare and social infrastructure of Gaza.
Finally, do you have any message, whether for the international community or the women in Gaza?
Well, for the women in Gaza, what I can say is, we feel your pain and your suffering. We are heartbroken. No woman, no child deserves to suffer the agony that you have suffered. We are trying our best, although I recognize that it hasn't been enough to put an end to the suffering. We will be focused on repairing and rebuilding Gaza so that you can be ensured the dignity and your basic rights. And to the international community, I can say that humanity has really failed the women and children of Gaza. I do appreciate that there has been global solidarity, mostly by the people of the world, not necessarily the governments of the world. That is much appreciated, but it really has not been enough. And I'm not sure what needs to be done to put an end to this immediately, but whatever it is, we need to do it now. And so we need to join together in solidarity. We need to be able to be more effective in reaching our governments to call for a ceasefire. The magnitude of the suffering and the catastrophic conditions is unfathomable and unprecedented. And we owe it to every human being, in particular the people of Gaza, to protect those rights and to protect them from death and destruction.